Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name's Charlie Driver. This is the first Pop and Circumstance show of 2019. Got some great music coming up for you over the next hour, maybe an hour 15, depending on how we're feeling and if anyone else comes in. But we're going to open this up with some new jazz, a new single released in December by the tuba player extraordinaire Theon Cross, with Nubia Garcia on saxophone and Moses Boyd on drums. This one is called Panda Village. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. You know, I just met these wonderful people, and it's really awesome to get to play with y'all. And we're just kind of flowing for y'all. Is that cool?
That was Micaiah McRaven leading a London-based group of Theon Cross, Joarm, and Jones from Ezra Collective and Nubia Garcia. We heard Theon and Nubia on the track before. That was called Panda Village. That's off of Theon Cross's forthcoming album. That song with Micaiah McRaven, the Chicago-based drummer and band leader, is called Halls. That's from his Where We Come Chicago-London mixtape that was released last year.
Did you hear that at your concert over winter break?
No, I didn't. I only heard Joarm and Jones perform, and he's a brilliant pianist. Micaiah McRaven, though, is touring around right now. refers to himself as a beat maker rather than just a jazz drummer, which sort of indicates his perspective on what he thinks jazz is coming to. Built more around hip-hop. He's actually born in Paris, raised in Chicago, or raised in, I think, New York, maybe, and then wound up going out to Chicago to take up the jazz scene there, and he's become one of the sort of leading lights of contemporary jazz, heavily discussed, exciting things like that. Before that, Theon Cross is the tuba player for Sons of Kemet, probably the leading light in South London jazz right now, redefining jazz there. So a lot of contemporary stuff. Yeah,
it's quite a shame because Charlie knows so much more about jazz than I do, and that gap is only going to grow this semester as Mr. Driver takes a class specializing in, is it the history of jazz?
It's called Miles Davis and His Sidemen, so it's dealing on Miles Davis and the people Miles Davis played with, which is an illustrious group. We're actually going to start out the next set not with Miles Davis straight away. We're going to get into some Miles. We're going to start it out with one of his sidemen, Herbie Hancock, well-known jazz pianist. Now he just pops up at the Kennedy Center Honors once a year and plays a track for someone. This year it was Wayne Shorter.
That's better than we could say about the president.
Yeah, that's true. But we're going to start this one off with a song from Donald Byrd's record, Taking Care of Business. This is the third track on side one of that. It's called Mr. Lucky Theme. The lineup here is Herbie Hancock, Donald Byrd, Pepper Adams, Jimmy Cobb, and Layman Jackson. This record is from some year. I'm not exactly sure. We're going to take a listen and see what it's like. Here you go. This is Donald Byrd.
This will be Donald Byrd after these. Thank you.
Thank you.
was My Funny Valentine, Miles Davis on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, and Tony Williams drums, a live recording of that, which you could probably guess, Danny, given the applause at the end.
Was a live recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Mr. Lucky theme, Donald Byrd, from Taking Care of Business with Herbie Hancock. Who are you taking care of business with, Danny?
I don't know. I think I'd rather not answer that question right now. I was going to say Ken Kesey, but I couldn't decide if I knew how to pronounce his last name or not, so I'm going to go with it. Ken Kesey.
Did you see the lineup for the new season of Celebrity Big Brother?
I am very excited for this star-studded lineup. I think that Ryan Lochte and Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci will really get along.
And then there's that guy.
Out.
There's that guy Cato whatever, who was a witness
Institute
in the OJ Simpson case.
Well, I don't pay attention to irrelevant people. I only pay attention to the movie.
He was staying in the house.
I don't even know how Celebrity Big Brother works.
Neither do I.
I think there are cameras.
It's a weird group of celebrities.
And there's a guy dressed as George Orwell. It's weird. I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, Scaramucci is going to be out on the first episode, or he's going to win the whole thing.
He's going to win the whole thing. No one can stop the Mooch, not even the tough state.
Well, no, don't they vote him out? Who votes for...
I don't know how this works. Is it Survivor? Except...
No,
House?
I don't think there are games.
Oh, well, then what do they do all day?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you know how Celebrity Big Brother works, please call in at 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Once again, we are looking for people to tell us how Celebrity Big Brother
Or
works.
Regular Big Brother.
Or
I think the
Big
format
Brother.
Is the same. It's just with celebrities.
With more mooch.
I know they all live in a house.
Yes.
The house is surveilled.
I also live in a house.
Are there cameras everywhere?
No. Definitely
Yeah, that's
not.
The difference.
My landlord probably wouldn't afford cameras.
Let me find out who the other people are on Celebrity Big Brother as you tell us a PSA.
Yeah, so, Charlie, as you can tell, it is storm season, and with that comes some responsibilities. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, the rules. So, the house guests are local celebrities, and prize money is usually awarded to a charity. And all celebrities are paid to appear in the show, as long as they don't voluntarily leave before their eviction or the end of the series. Let me find the rules.
That's already better than most reality shows. On most shows, you don't get paid anything.
So at regular intervals, the housemates privately nominate a number of their fellow housemates whom they wish to be evicted from the house. The housemates with most nominations are then announced, and viewers are given the opportunity to vote via telephone for the nominee they wish to be evicted or saved from eviction. The last person remaining is declared the winner. There are also other means of voting, such as social media or, you know, cell phones. And then the producers sort of, I guess, do whatever they want. So they'll probably eliminate the Mooch on the first episode and then bring him back.
Today on Radio Free Nixon / whatever we're
It's Pop
called.
And Circumstance. The show Pop is called and Pop and Circumstance.
I've been away for a while, all right? Today on Pop and Circumstance, we are going to create a campaign to save the Mooch. That's right. We're all going to call in and save Anthony Scaramucci
Let's go through the other contestants, though. We've got Ariadna Gutierrez, who is an actress, TV host, and model I have never heard of.
Flake.
Favorite activities, family time, healthy living, and traveling.
Very deep.
We have Brandy Lynn Glanville.
Flake.
She is a mom, a New York Times best-selling author, beauty blogger, and reality TV personality from Sacramento, California. And her favorite activities are cooking and dancing.
Very deep as well.
We have Chuck Liddell.
Flake.
48-year-old former UFC fighter. Favorite activities, martial arts, playing with his kids, and competitive games.
Competitive games.
We have 27-year-old James Maslow from San Diego, California.
Flake.
An actor and musician I have never heard of. His favorite activity is working out, surfing, playing music, and working on my 72 Bronco.
That is also very deep.
We have Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Flake.
Actress and entrepreneur. Favorite activity is the beach or pool. It's a place. It's not really an activity. Marissa Jarrett Winoker.
Flake.
Who's from Bedford, New York. My aunt's from Bedford. Really enjoys snuggling with her dog. Actress, director, and mother.
Really? Is her dog the actress, director, and mother?
No. Age 49, Mark McGrath.
Flake.
Musician and host. Three adjectives that describe me. Irish, spaz, and needy.
He's going to get voted off first.
Meta World Peace.
Flake.
The former all-star basketball player. Who is now apparently a basketball coach and philanthropist. Favorite activities include being with my kids, and boxing.
He should box with his kids.
We have Omarosa.
Flake is Omarosa versus the Mooch. Here, it's going to come down to Omarosa and the Mooch.
Oh, no.
Do we deserve this as a country? I don't.
No, we don't.
We do.
Favorite activities: as a newlywed, I enjoy traveling the world with my husband. That also means, since I'm now unemployed.
Yes, not even furloughed.
Ross Matthews.
Blake.
TV host, judge, and personality.
Is he interesting at all?
Favorite activities: happy hour, brunch, and morning walks.
Oh my! I guess the morning walks are to work off brunch and happy hour.
We have Shannon Elizabeth.
Flake, two first names.
Where is... This only shows me 12. And I know the Mooch is also... And Ryan Lochte are also in here. But I think this is the right season. Oh, yeah. So we also... There is also... that actually was completely wrong. That was, I think, last season.
We're not going to read through it again, though.
Yeah, but highlights from this season include Ricky Williams, former NFL All-Star. Dina Lohan...
Noted nobody, and
Lindsay Lohan's
sister.
Mother
of Lindsay Lohan. Oh my.
Kato Kaelin, former witness in the
I thought you were about to say former
in
justice.
The OJ case.
Former
yeah.
Chief Justice of the United States.
Yeah, Anthony Kennedy.
Anthony Kennedy on Celebrity.
Yeah, Ryan Lochte and Anthony Scaramucci. All right, that was much too long. Let's go back to some jazz.
Yeah.
This
We're
is Oscar
sorry.
Peterson, Joe Pass, and Niels Peterson from 1978 Live in Paris recording. This tune is by the Gershwins. It's called How Long Has This Been Going On? Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a Preservation Hall jazz band. My bucket's got a hole in it. Danny, what sort of state is your bucket in?
I can't find it. If any of you have seen a bucket about 6 feet in length, please call us. Please call in at 855-915-9636.
It's a really big bucket.
It's a really big bucket, yeah. That's why I can't find it.
Classic. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Pop and Circumstance. We haven't played any pop today.
No, but
we're going to play pop adjacent music right now.
Yes, we will.
Still going to be jazz, though.
Yes, it will.
All day jazz.
All day. We put out the memo, everybody knows, all day.
If anyone else comes in today, jazz. They're going to be playing jazz. They're not. They're definitely not.
Freeform no more.
I don't know who actually plays jazz on this station other than us.
I don't know who actually listens to this station other than us.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you listen, please call in. Just kidding.
All right. This is going to be our last song of the day. It's a Paul Desmond cover of a Paul Simon song. Well, Simon and Garfunkel song. Danny was feeling groovy, so we're playing 59th Street Bridge song, parentheses. Feeling groovy.
Oh yeah.
Off of his album Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh yeah.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Hope you enjoy this one. Have a great day.